Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What was this Taylor Swift midnight announcement, Dean?
Well, you know, she's got a new album that's coming out in October. It's called Midnight. You know, so everything is calendars, clocks. That's her whole theme with this whole thing. But she, last night at midnight, announced that she is releasing four different covers for her new album, four different, you know, pieces of artwork. And she showed them. And when you put all these together, you mount them on a wall, they form a clock. She's on this video announcement that she's making, you know, explaining, oh, look how great this is, and look how beautiful this is. And it is cool looking. But when you have all four of the album covers, you've got this special piece of Taylor Swift art. You've also spent four times the amount of money that you would have, just for one album.
That's the idea.
This is very clever to get you to buy four albums. This new album is set to be released on October the 21st, so you can get your four copies of that.
And there's a new cast at SNL. That'll be this season, right?
Yeah, when the show premieres later on this year, October 1st is going to be the first episode of season 48. You know, they've lost Pete Davidson. They've lost Kate McKinnon. Melissa Villaseñor has left the show. There's five or six people who have left the show. So new additions include Marcelo Hernandez. He's a stand-up comedian originally from Miami. Gentleman called Michael Longfellow, originally from Phoenix. Another gentleman, Devon Walker, originally from Austin. And also a former Chicago stand-up comedian, Molly Carney is her name. And she used to appear out at the Lincoln Lodge on the northwest side of Chicago. She produced the Blackout Diaries comedy show that was here in Chicago. So she's got some good old Chicago roots. She reminds me of Adi Bryant, who also now is off of SNL. So hopefully, you know, those are big shoes to fill, so hopefully she'll be able to. But it's always nice when they add new people. Mm-hmm. Almost, you know, all of them, half of them is probably more accurate, have some sort of Chicago connection. So.
Yeah, it's nice that our city's still well represented there. Yep. We have a celebrity pregnancy to report today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Blake Lively has announced that she is now expecting. She and husband Ryan Reynolds will add another to their crew. They already have three children, a seven-year-old named James, a five-year-old named Inez, a two-year-old named Betty, and a baby to be named later, they're saying is going to be born in about 6 months from now.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards and the latest business news from Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye and The Gap look like are splitting up. He had been with in a partnership with them for a couple of years now, but he says that he is terminating that agreement because of what he is calling substantial non-compliance. A representative said he had no choice but to terminate their collaboration because he alleges the retailer breached their partnership by not opening branded Yeezy stores. That's his brand of clothing and merchandise, Yeezy stores. They were supposed to distribute his product as well. And Kanye and his people are saying that that never happened. The Gap has had no comment about it. I'm going to just go ahead and guess that The Gap is kind of glad that this partnership is over.
Probably.
A little bit. It's been nothing but rocky the entire time.
A little movie business news. Why was this Star Wars film pulled?
Well, it looks like that Disney company now that owns Star Wars has just decided they want, if they're going to be in the Star Wars business, they want to be in the Star Wars TV business. They have not had luck with the last couple of Star Wars movies. Patty Jenkins was supposed to be directing the movie that's called Rogue Squadron. And yesterday, Disney pulled the movie from their schedule, meaning if it's going to happen at all, it's not going to be happening anytime soon. They have, just put it on kind of indefinite hold for right now. As I say, they've been concentrating on all these Star Wars TV series right now. That seems to be their priority. So hopefully they'll get back to it. It's, you know, I agree with them. The last couple of movies have not been that great, but you know, it's still fun to see a Star Wars movie on big screen.
What's on your list of things to do this weekend?
Well, let's see here. We've got a couple of things. I'm going to start off with theater because I was out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this past weekend, and I saw their new production, Dreamgirls. This is the one that was a huge hit on Broadway, was Tony nominated when it was on Broadway. Very nostalgic. I mean, it's they don't say that it's the Diana Ross and the Supremes Motown story, but they have always sure hinted that, complete with the Berry Gordy, complete with everybody who was involved with that without naming them that. But it's the story of a three-woman group getting started and, you know, becoming big hits. And, you know, some people in the group become bigger and more popular than others. Again, very much like Diana Ross and the Supremes. This is the song that when it became the show, that when it became a movie, starred Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson, won an Academy Award for playing the role of Effie and singing the amazing song, And I Am Telling You. It's a good production, and this is a fun show to see. It's loaded with nostalgia. It's loaded with great songs, memorable songs. So I am recommending Dreamgirls at the Paramount. It's going to be playing out there until October the 6th. If you want something a little more traditional, Fiddler on the Roof is opening at the Civic Opera House, being put on by the Lyric Opera through October the 7th. We've got in comedy this weekend, Jeff Ross performing at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Monique, also an Academy Award winner, is at the UIC Forum on Saturday. Kevin James is back doing stand-up comedy. He's going to be at the Rosemont Theater on Sunday. And then for music this weekend, we've got Panic at the Disco at the United Center tomorrow night. Kid Cudi is at the United Center tonight. If you're a country music fan, you certainly know the name Eddie Montgomery. He was one half of the country duo Montgomery Gentry. Troy Gentry was killed in a helicopter crash. I guess it's been a couple of years now. And Eddie Montgomery is working solo. He's going to be at the Desplaines Theater tonight. Does a great job. Also in music this weekend, when your kids disappear this weekend, they probably have gone to Riot Fest, which is over at Douglas Park.
They need another name for that, they?
Riot Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
something a little more peaceful sounding.
I'm sure the mayor would appreciate not having the word riot involved in anything that's going on in this city. But that is, maybe it's like Ralph Cramden. Oh, you're a riot, Alice.
Okay, we'll think of it that way.
Try to think of it that way. My Chemical Romance is performing, Nine Inch Nails, Ice Cube, lots of big names that the kids love. Out at Ravinia on Sunday, they're doing something called Fiesta Ravinia, which is a celebration of Mexican music, food, and fun. And for new movies this weekend, Viola Davis is, I just think she's, you know, one of the greatest living actors that we have today. She's, you know, we loved her in Fences. She won an Academy Award for that in The Help. The list goes on and on of these very powerful, dramatic roles in which we've seen Viola Davis. But she breaks new ground this weekend with her new movie called The Woman King, where she becomes kind of a superhero. She is the king of a West African nation that's being threatened by an outside source, threatening to take away their freedom. And she is the head of an all-woman fighting force. And it is intense. I mean, this is one amazing physical battle scene after another. But the movie is not just that. The movie is about a deeper backstory, and it's about grace and power and dignity, along with beautiful cinematography and costuming and choreography. I really like this movie, and I gave it a Dean's List A. It's playing in theaters all over the Chicago area this weekend.
Well, it's going to be a warm weekend, so folks will be outside until Sunday night, and then it's the Bears game. So
right.
There's your weekend. Have a good one, Dean.
See you then.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a riot.
Walter E. Smith's biggest sale of the year.